This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, without scanning the scene in the United States of America and sharing with you the propaganda which has been crafted on purpose to inundate you with 24/7, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take it over to where this all came from. America, let me ask you something. Did you forget about the created fake news legislation signed by Barack Hussein Obama? Did you guys forget about this? I want you to listen to the past, because if we listen to the past again, we can predict the future. Harry S. Truman, President Harry S. Truman said, "For some time I have been disturbed by the way the CIA has been diverted from its original assignment. It has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government." Listen to that. "For some time I have been disturbed by the way the CIA has been diverted from its original assignment. It has become an operational and, at times, a policy-making arm of the government." As a matter of fact, that's all we have to do, friends, is go over to Operation Mockingbird. Okay? This is old news. This is nothing new. But the American people are just awakening to this. How many years later? Did you also know that President Harry S. Truman also said, you know, the buck stops here, President? He said of the CIA that he would never have agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in 1947 if he had known it would become the American Gestapo. Now, I want you to just think about that. He said he would have had nothing to do with the CIA agency back in 1947 if he had known it would become the American Gestapo. The President of the United States of America compared the CIA to the American Gestapo, Hitler's SS. Now, why would he do something like that? Again, he went on to say, Harry S. Truman did, "For some time I have been disturbed by the way the CIA has been diverted from its original assignment. It has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government." We know that this, in fact, is true. We know this from Dr. Udo Ufkat, who exposed the CIA over a year and a half ago. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book about it. He told us that the CIA has wielded control over most of the national journalists that you and I know on a global scale. And he said they're teaching these journalists to lie, to not tell the truth to the people at large. 1 year later, he's dead. He mysteriously died. When we begin to think about what government is doing and what the CIA is involved in, friends, it's long, folks, long gone concerning the assignment or the purpose. And by the way, it was never purposed to stay within its own scope of authority. It created the CIA. No, they just had to create it. And then what they did is they began to operate outside of their scope of authority. And if anybody, attempts to obstruct them, oppose them, or to stand in their way, well, then they'll just get rid of you. one way or another. I want you to think about what Harry S. Truman said, America, today. He said this back in the 50s. He said that the CIA has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government. You know, I oftentimes wonder when I look at some of these talking heads that call themselves conservatives, I oftentimes wonder how they've been put there. And I'm not playing with stupid in any sense of the word. I'm just simply saying that there's a lot of question marks around people that are very popular in the mainstream media and what you would call free press conservative talking heads. It's interesting, they talk and they feed into the very narrative that is continuously fed to them on a 24/7 basis. And they don't go out of their talking points neither, because if they did, they would have nothing to talk about. And yet they claim, and they've led the people to believe, that they and they alone are the ones that have the answer. Listen, let me tell you this. Nobody has the answer outside of what the Word of God declares. Okay? Yesterday I had shared with you, friends, when I was driving by a church, it said, in essence, we take the Word of God seriously, but not literally. Well, I want to tell you something. The Lord takes His Word very literally, regardless of how you take it, believe it or not. And there's too many believers that profess to be believers that don't believe the Word of God. And I'm putting this in reverse to a metaphor or in parallel to what I'm talking about concerning today's talking heads. You know, it's interesting. We have some talking heads out there, friends, that are on the cutting edge. They've led you to believe that they're on the cutting edge, and they've led you down a rabbit hole. As a matter of fact, in many ways, they've led you down to the wide and broad path that leads to hell, not knowing that the Bible tells us clearly that there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. And that's exactly what we're beginning to see as an imploding with this particular individual that I have in mind even now. Morals out the window, God's moral law outside of the window, anything to do with Christianity is okay, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with His message in any sense of the word. But the American people have been led to believe that this guy, though he has done some good things in the past, but this guy is the go-to guy if you want breaking news. Well, a lot of people are trying to figure out why he's still around if he's the real deal. You know, all these other whistleblowers, man, they got it. They lost their lives, but this guy, he just seems to get away with whatever he wants to get away with, and he still has a pass to do it. And nobody, concerning this particular talking head that I have in mind right now, nobody points their finger more to the present administration than he does. Even in his double talk, and he hopes that you don't catch on to his double talk. And I want to tell you something as well, friends. This individual that I have in mind right now sells fear like nobody's business. And it's not the fear of God, a filial fear. It's a diabolical fear. And that fear is fueled by consequence if we don't get along with what's going on concerning this current administration in so many different ways. The Trump train. When you have this many people going one direction, you would think people would have enough common sense to look back in history and say, wait a second, when you have this many people going the same direction, something is definitely wrong. Something is definitely wrong. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it at all. But going back to this point, friends, the CIA said Harry S. Truman has been diverted from its original assignment. It has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government. I'm going to continuously go down, folks, the list of an article that was just published, and I'm going to dissect it. And I'm going to give my commentary line upon line, precept upon precept. And we're talking about, did you forget the legalization, as they call it? Did you forget about the created fake news legalization signed by Barack Hussein Obama? And don't forget, he's already transgressed that Constitution 1,000.
Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also want to give a shout out to my friend over at Before It's News for the broadcast. Thank you for your trust, Michael Roach. Again, thank you, Michael Roach. And to those that are entrusting us over at Before It's News and their broadcast. We have been talking about, America, did you forget about the created fake news legislation signed by Barack Hussein Obama? And let me keep in mind, friends, and do keep in mind, that this said legislation is not lawful. It's null and void. Why? Again, it circumvents. It undermines the Constitution of the United States of America. I started off the first segment by highlighting what none other than Harry Truman, the buck stops here president, when he quoted, "For some time I've been disturbed by the way the CIA has been diverted from its original assignments. It has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government." This is what people need to understand, friends. I've said it 100 times. Law does not follow policy in this country. When you go back to Senator John Glenn, he said it. He told on himself straight from the liar's mouth, the criminal's mouth. What are you talking about, Bradley? If we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here, said Senator John Glenn. Does that sound lawful? Does that sound like these individuals are upholding their sworn oath when they have their hand on the Bible and they swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? No. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10 commandments. That's how you do away with man's 10,000 commandments, is by obeying God's 10. When we have the President of the United States of America telling us that there's something wrong with the CIA, newly formed when he had said this, comparing the CIA, the American version of Gestapo, in metaphor, in parallel, to that of none other than Adolf Hitler's SS, do you think maybe we should have took a second take? Do you think maybe we should have looked into what the CIA and what its purpose was all about? I mean, folks, we're seeing the same thing with the FBI, and we've known this for years as well under Hoover. Going back to the CIA under Dulles. And listen, remember John F. Kennedy wanted to splinter the CIA into a million pieces or 10,000 pieces? Why did he say that? Because he knew the very purpose wasn't there to uphold. John Stockton, a former agent from the CIA, said that the whole purpose of the CIA is to keep the world unstable. And yet, America, you have been led by the CIA control. Listen to this. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. The CIA media always points their finger back at the FBI, which we now know is corrupt, and the CIA, which we know, and we've known for years that the CIA has been corrupt, as the answer. Again, as it to suggest that they are there to protect you from the big guy, when in fact we see that they're there protecting special interest groups, the big guy against the little guy. And if you dare speak out, well, they'll just snuff you out. That's mob terms for assassinate you, or remove you. You'll disappear, whatever the case might be. But again, you have the president saying it has become an operational and at times a policy-making arm of the government. A policy-making arm of the government. In other words, we now have the government working and representing the government and its interests in spite of the people that they are to serve. Folks, that's not the purpose of government. Read Exodus 18:21. They're called to serve we the people. They delegate their powers that be from we the people. We receive our rights from God. We delegate and entrust those to serve we the people. That's why, again, when you go to the Constitution, or namely the Declaration of Independence, that seedbed to the Constitution, it says that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Again, they only do whatever you let them get away with, and boy, are they doing it today. But what they're doing is we have a government working and representing the government and its special interest in spite of the people that they're to serve. Well, some people can say, well, you know what, Bradley, old news. Hey, well, let me say this. You're still dealing with the same problem. If it's old news, it just shows you that you're derelict of duty for not dealing with it when you found out about it. And the American people are so diverted away from what matters, because they're being inundated on a 24/7 basis by the same CIA-controlled media attempting to keep their attention off of what does matter. Go back and deal with the CIA. Go back and deal with the FBI. Because if you don't, guess what? Tomorrow you're going to have to deal with some of their corruption that falls off their tree, Matthew 7:16. And then the next week you're going to have to deal with more corruption, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. And we're talking about it how many decades later, because the American people don't deal with it once they know about it, because they've been led to believe that they just can't do anything about it. No, really what it is, it comes to this. You just don't want to do anything about it. You have the power to do something about it. You have the power to keep the stadiums filled and the NFL players that are anti-American on the field, don't you? Well, there's the power to the people, because if you didn't go to the football games, guess what? They wouldn't be there. Can you imagine emptying them stadiums just for 1 week and going to the capitals of each of our prospective states in the United States of America and protesting and saying we are not going to deal with this anymore and start throwing some of these corrupt politicians in jail where they belong, at least? Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3, Article 3, Section 1. Can you imagine what would happen? That's why I'm humored by people when they say, well, Bradley, come on, that's old news. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, maybe we should philosophize it some more. Maybe we should continuously run down rabbit trails that lead to absolutely nothing. It was like John the Baptist when he said, hey, let's do this. Instead of dealing with all the branches on the tree, Why don't we just lay the axe to the root of it? Hello? Hello? I mean, you got all these different names, all these different acronyms. We got all these different branches. We got all these different parties. And instead of just, and by the way, that's where the CIA-controlled media would have you. They don't want you laying to the axe to the root of the tree. They don't want you to deal with corruption because, folks, they flourish off the fact that they keep you diverted and they have your mind stayed on that doesn't matter, so they can continuously inundate you with the warfare, which, by the way, the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, rightly said, no country can survive continual warfare. And what is it that's been thrown on you on a daily basis, friends? A continual warfare. A continual warfare. Hey, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they're still out there stirring it up, friends. Where's the prosecution? Nope. Because if the administration prosecutes and actually enforces the law, that rule of law, and they actually begin to judge crime within the government, guess what? It's all over for their special interest groups. It's all over for the CIA-controlled media. By the way, and I'm talking across the boards, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, and the list goes on. Corporate-owned media, those companies that are owned by six different corporations worldwide, they all flourish off the fact that they have created their own talking points that runs counter, that's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. A bunch of, again, national inquiry minds need to know, a bunch of gossips. And you know as well as I do, a good portion of the talking heads in this country are nothing more than a bunch of gossips. And that's really what they do. They thrive off of gossip. If it was really about bringing resolve, then where's the law? How come it's never referenced? That's bringing the axe to the root of the tree, friends. It's never talked about. I mean, look at the President of the United States of America today, talking about how some CNN lunatic said that he's more he has done more to America than ISIS ever has. I mean, come on, listen to that speech, friends. Is that somehow lawful? Is that somehow patriotic? And here you have the President of the United States of America continuously doing what? Playing off the media that he declares is an enemy of the people. But it's interesting, just last week, friends, it's interesting how the media is not an enemy of the people, and I'm talking about CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media. It's interesting how they are not a problem when all of a sudden, you know, we have these alleged bombs going off or being sent off to the political critics of the President of the United States of America. It was interesting to note how fast Donald Trump just got on that wagon without even checking the facts for himself. He was going to go defend all those that have been attacking America, like George Soros, like Barack Hussein Obama, like Bill and Hillary Clinton, like Maxine Waters, and like the rest of them, friends. George Soros, an international criminal? I mean, think about what's going on. They're playing off each other, and you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Nope, let's get back to what matters, the Word of God and the Constitution. This way, everything else just goes away.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, the president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. Boston gangster Whitey Bulger died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Officials with the Federal Bureau of Prisons say he died Tuesday in West Virginia. He was 89 years old. Funerals are being held today in Pittsburgh for the first victims in the synagogue shooting that took place on Saturday. President Trump and the First Lady are en route to Pittsburgh to express support from the American people, and the Tree of Life rabbi said the president is certainly welcome there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about, did you forget the legalization of propaganda signed into law? This is what the headline is, okay? By Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite, Agent Plant, right? And that's not far-fetched. That's a fact. In an article by Common Dreams written on Monday, December 26th, 2016, called Under Cover of Christmas, Obama Establishes Controversial Anti-Propaganda Agency. It owns all these not at all important laws are smuggled into NDAAs that are signed on Christmas Eve with basically no public debate, wrote media critic Adam Johnson. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dissect these comments, okay? And I'm going to add my comments. I'm going to insert my thoughts lawfully into what you're being told, because it's a good article. Notice that it was passed on Christmas Eve while everyone was enjoying the Christmas holidays and taking a much-needed break from the circus of politics and their agents, actors of their particular special interest groups, because actors, they are, friends. And notice that there was no public debate. No public debate, because they did not want the people to know what it is that they weren't acting upon them. The article goes on. In the final hours before the Christmas holiday weekend, U.S. President Barack Obama on Friday quietly signed the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, into law and buried within the $619 billion military budget, $619 billion military budget is a controversial provision that establishes a national anti-propaganda, this is how it was sold to you, center that critiques and warn could be dangerous for the press of freedoms. Okay? There are those that are warning that this could be dangerous for free press. This was in 2016, friends. Where are we at today? 2018. What I want you to notice is the acronym NDAA and its definition, the National Defense Authorization Act. Okay. Of course, they had to create a name like that. They didn't want to raise eyebrows, and furthermore, they'd create names like this because they know all the well that no one would dare talk down a bill with a name like National Defense. Hey, folks, notice as well it was buried within the $619 billion military budget. Were we not warned by President Eisenhower back in January of 1961 concerning that of the military-industrial complex? Yep. Propaganda goes on, doesn't it, friends? The agenda moves forward. Folks, this was not in the open. It had to be hidden like many other things in this alleged bill. Tax dollars being illegally allocated to programs that suppress the very laws. Think about this. Tax dollars, you're working to pay your taxes to a government that are illegally allocating funds to programs that suppress the very laws that they have been trusted and entrusted to uphold. Namely, in this particular case, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. America, you're under attack. I don't care what your talking heads are talking about today. They have you off mark. They have you off topic. $619 billion military budget for an alleged anti-propaganda bill passed, folks, in the quiet on Christmas, the day after Christmas. All the while it is sold to the American people as an anti-propaganda bill, when in fact it does just the exact opposite, in that it is to promote propaganda. Listen carefully. Folks, you know what this reminds me of, by the way? This reminds me much of the Patriot Act. Now, I don't personally like the guy, but he does make good points once in a while. Listen, in his confusion, he blurts out the truth. And when that truth comes out, I'll just gobble it right up. Okay? And I'm talking about Michael Moore. Have you seen that documentary called Fahrenheit 9/11? You know, a lot of that documentary was done very well. And it had good content. During that documentary, there was actual video that showed what was behind the Patriot Act and how it was signed. And I'm talking about this propaganda bill in parallel to the Patriot Act. Okay, it should be called the Act of Tyranny, by the way, not the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act, during this documentary, was shown on film where it was actually implemented. It was signed by every representative that we have, and not a one of them had time to read the stack called the Patriot Act bill. Okay, it was signed at 3:30 in the morning. It was thrown on their desks at 3:30 in the morning after September 11th. Every one of them signed it. Why wouldn't they sign it, right? This is to protect the American people. Well, we found out just the opposite is true. Now we see all the agencies that were created, by the way, on your dime, that work against you, the American people. Again, this propaganda bill is much like the Patriot Act, which was implemented at 3:30 in the morning without giving adequate time for any one representative to read before signing after September 11, 2001. Which, by the way, again, undermines the Constitution of the United States, all the while setting up agencies, as I just said, which target the government's political opposition. Do you hear me, America? The Patriot Act set up agencies, which, by the way, it's not the Muslims that we were told for 17 years that were our enemy. We were told, we were inundated, the Muslims this, the Muslims that, the Muslims this, and the Muslims that, right? Now we're finding that the political opposition is not the Muslims because they're drawing in the Muslims into the United States of America, as you well know, and they are now targeting Christians, constitutionalists, patriots, and conservatives. You're the problem, America. I mean, you can only allow yourself to be painted in the corner, friends, before you run out of room. You can only kick the can down the road when you have so much road. You can only boil that frog to death only so many times. You ever notice that we never hear how the can goes over the end of the road? No, we still have more road. We still have more time. No, we don't. You ever notice that we never hear about the frog that's boiled to death? You ever notice that? You ever notice that we're never told that we've run out of corner space because we've allowed the talking heads of the day, because we love them so much, they entertain us out of our freedoms so much, we just can't help ourselves, we adore them every step of the way to our own demise? Well, they make millions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people. Isn't it interesting that you never run out of corner? You always have more time. Well, that is deception. You know, oftentimes I'll tell people that say, I'll do something tomorrow. Remember, procrastination is the greatest robber of blessings, friends. Don't do tomorrow what you can do today. It's funny because I'm looking over, we're doing live radio right now, and I'm looking over and some ads are flashing up and I'm seeing some more of these people. Isn't it interesting how in the media you constantly see the Clintons? The microphone's always put up to their mouth, isn't it? Microphones are always put up to the Muslims now, care. The microphones are always put up to now the mouth of the homosexual lobby and other organizations that have no lawful standing, Planned Parenthood. Folks, you're just being destroyed incrementally through a siege, little by little. That means a slow takeover. And I want to just, this is just coming to my aid now. You have all the power in the world to put a stop to this. You have all the power in the world to put a stop to this. There's so many people out there that are just hopeless. And I want to tell you why you're hopeless. Because your object of hope is the wrong object. You know, I've heard it said that there's no worse death than the end of hope. That's true. But the fact of the matter is Jesus Christ is faithful, period. When you meet him on his terms, this is important for someone to hear this. When you meet him on his terms, even when you're faithless, he still remains faithful. Man, we got to meet the Lord on his terms and do the things that he's commanded us to do in an upright fashion, in a pleasing manner to him and him alone. And we can right the wrongs here. Now, there's some things we're just not going to get out of. We're not going to get out of 60 million babies being aborted. I mean, you can look to Manasseh. That's just not going to fly. The wrath of the Lord was aimed at Manasseh and that people that shed and allowed King Manasseh to shed innocent blood. There's no excuses. Well, you can say, well, listen, I have nothing to do with it. If you're not doing something to stop it, you have everything in the world to do with it. You're a part of the problem. You know, again, it's been said, Edmund Burke, you know, he said that, you know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's not true at all. That's not true at all in any sense of the word. Because good men wouldn't allow the evil to prevail. Okay? We're talking about, did you forget the legalization of propaganda signed into law, as they call it? It's not law, it's policy. Okay? It's null and void if you know the difference. By Barack Hussein Obama, and now we're taking it in parallel to this propaganda and the Patriot Act, because this is what it reminds me of, how they signed the Patriot Act at 3:30 in the morning, and it gave none of the representatives adequate time for any representative to read before they signed it. And if they didn't sign it, then everybody would look at them and say, what are you doing? Or rather, what aren't you doing? And what came out of the Patriot Act? Agencies which target the government's political opposition, just like Facebook, just like Twitter, just like Google, just like big tech companies, just like the CIA-controlled media, and just like all these agencies that have been set up, friends, to suppress everything that we are in this country. So you know, no longer have any power to resist. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
How, you know, just highlighting how the Patriot Act is targeting their political opposition, which is Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, patriots. Read Acts 11:26 when you get a moment. Going on with this article, the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, introduced by Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, establishes the Global Engagement Center under the State Department, which coordinates efforts to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining the United States' national security interests. Yeah, right, friends. Hey, folks, who's bringing all of those people into this country that are creating a national security issue? Your government, friends. This is baloney. Furthermore, the law, as they call it, authorizes grants to non-governmental agencies to help collect and store examples in print, online and social media, disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda directed at the U.S. and its allies, as well as a counter effort by foreign entities to use disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda to influence the policies and social and political stability of the United States of America and its allied nations. Friends, why, when we read these things, if you do a broad balance and put it in the light of Scripture and everything, the Lord will give you eyes to see. He'll give you ears to hear. He'll give you a heart, a way to discern what you otherwise could not by the Holy Ghost. Folks, the stumbling block in this country, as I just said, is not those that mean to destroy this country. They're empowered. by government. They're empowered by the media. Okay? The opposition in this country, again, are Christians, constitutionalists, patriots, and conservatives. You don't have to listen to me. Listen to what George Soros said. George Soros said the only obstacle and the main obstacle obstructing the way for a new world order is America. And when you look at the organizations that he's been given a free hand to establish right here in America, no governments, hey folks, no government has charged this individual. He's been given a free hand to do what he wants to do, and he's done it by setting up 200 organizations that are subversive to American government. Where is that rule of law, Mr. President? Now, going back to my point, further, the law authorizes grants to non-governmental agencies. Non-governmental agencies. Really? Wow, that's interesting. So, like what, now the government can just basically take all the money that they receive from we the people? Do what they will without our authorized delegation? And hire on non-governmental agencies to do their biddings for them. Again, what American, I'm asking, what American has delegated to the government to allocate funds to non-governmental agencies? I want to know who they are. Let me say it again. What American, what person in this country has delegated to the American government the green light, the permission to allocate funds to non-governmental agencies? I just need to know. Because I can't see it. The government that you see today on a daily basis is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. They are so far out of their scope of authority, friends. They're orbiting. They're out there in space. I mean, so much so that they've convinced many of you that we've been to the moon. Which within itself is another show, isn't it? Government is not only securing their position against the American people, opposite of their purpose, which is defined as tyrannical, but also to further indemnify themselves, safe vouch themselves against we the people from consequence of what they are in fact responsible for creating in these type of unconstitutional, un-American, unlawful bills. The head of the center will be appointed by the president, which likely means the first director will be chosen by none other than President-elect Donald Trump. Huh. Isn't that interesting? When did it really start to take? You have here, friends, the CIA-controlled media creating fake news. Listen to me carefully. This is the pith and marrow. You have the CIA-controlled media creating fake news, then turning on the free press and accusing them of the fake news that they're responsible for creating. The reason they do this is to only further garner more control over the internet and media resources abroad. So literally, the media is accusing you, you people that are interested in the truth, they are literally accusing you of fake news, and they're only accusing those people of fake news that have the internal fortitude to expose them for who they are. They want control. They want absolute control over your life, friends, in every facet. They want no opposition to their propaganda. None. Did you hear what I said? They don't want any opposition to their propaganda. They want it one-sided. They want it biased, and it's biased garbage in which they are responsible for inundating upon the American people. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Again, it's in the present. It's right in front of our face. It's something that needs to be dealt with. We need not forget about this one, too. But again, look to Facebook. People know what this is all about. Conservatives and Christians and patriots and constitutionalists across America have been censored over the last 2 months, right on cue. And what are they precipitating, friends? The very things that they claim that they denounce. They're doing the very things, like I said, what they say and what they do are two different stories. It's just that simple. I mean, because friends, let's call it for what it is. When you look at Facebook and Twitter and Google and big tech companies, who are they censoring? Listen to me carefully. Who are they censoring? They're censoring government's political opposition. Did you hear what I said? They're not shutting down Planned Parenthood sites. They're not shutting down pro-homosexual lobby websites. They're not shutting down pro-Sharia law in America websites. They're not shutting them down, those that mean to destroy the country, like the ACLU, the SPLC, the list goes on. They're not shutting them down, friends. They're all allied, targeting people like me and you. If you really call it for what it is, these big tech companies are only censoring much of the government's opposition. Has anybody taken the time to take notice? And what's interesting about it, it's their political opposition, which proves the point of what it is that they're involved with here. Look to the local media paper outlets, all the same feeding. They're all of them, friends. Feeding from the same source, the same pot, the same trough. Again, they want controlled talking points, and they want a controlled dialogue where nothing else is permissible. And it's exactly what they're pushing it to right now. Right now. Friends, they've even gone so far as to set up their own version of fact checkers that are funded through the CIA. There they are again. Such as Snopes. The article goes on, those combined forces have already contributed to the overt policing of media critical of U.S. foreign policy, such as the problematic fake news blacklist, forgive me, recently disseminated by the Washington Post. Who put it out there, friends? The media, the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media. Look again to whom released the fake news blacklist. It was the Washington Post. Who then fueled the fire? The same media that 94% of you declare that you don't believe in, and rightly so. Folks, they want to knock everyone over by force while they're left, the only ones left standing. They want you to believe that they are the only news source. They're the ones that have the answers that you need, when in fact they're the ones guilty of spewing propaganda on you. That's all you have to do is ask the question, who then gains from all of this? That's all you have to ask yourself. Who gains from it, friends? Those that are trying to put a new system of government in place because they're all working together. But I'm here to tell you, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Your covenant of hell will be disannulled once again, and though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. Period. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.